This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
An old lesson of politics is that once power is gained, use it to promote your leaders not as celebrities, but as heroes, and then attack opponents as unpatriotic. In a democracy, is it ethical to use this technique to achieve political ends?
You send us these responses at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Listeners noted, actually, two questions for inspection. First, whether or not it is ethical for a leader to reinforce their political power with some patriotic myth-making. And second, whether it is appropriate to challenge a person's patriotism rather than their ideas. Regarding the first, a Missoula listener wrote, I would have to suggest that patriotic myth-making is not an ethical use of power or authority in any setting. Regarding the second question, listeners thought it unethical if the intent of the attacks is to discourage political dissent. From Seattle came this comment. If I love freedom of speech and a democratic process, he wrote, then I must welcome all voices in the discourse of ideas, particularly the ones with which I disagree. And what do philosophers have to say?
When public officials wrap themselves in the flag, they use a tried and true method of distracting citizens from thinking about the real issues. These symbols project an aura of patriotism. They suggest that the leader is handling the affairs of the nation just fine, and that the rest of us can sit back and relax. But the use of nationalistic symbols to promote oneself is more appropriate for creating a cult of personality than it is for encouraging active participation in self-governance. Democracy is different. Theoretically, we are all involved in our government. And while the attacks of 9/11 and the Gulf Wars may have spawned a new market in little patriot diapers, wearing the flag is not the same as actively supporting the system that it symbolizes. So in response to our question, it's not ethical for politicians to wrap themselves in national symbols. Along the same line, it's not okay to call opponents unpatriotic simply because they have other views. After all, what's democracy without dissent? Those who would lead us have the obligation to direct our attention to the issues at hand. Ethically speaking, it's the duty of leaders in a democracy to serve the interests of the nation before their own political ambitions.
Here's next week's topic. They say you catch more flies with sugar than vinegar. But when does charm become flattery? And is it unethical to use flattery to get your way?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula.
The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.